from Studios KPCW in Park City. It's This Green Earth, or the This Green Earth version of the KPCW Pledge Drive.
That's
I'm
right.
Chris Cherniak. That's Nell Larson. We are the co-hosts of This Green Earth.
That's right.
And what is This Green Earth about,
Nell? The environment and our connections with it, Chris. Good question. Thanks for asking.
Oh, you're welcome. And concepts of sustainability. That's what we do here on This Green Earth, a weekly show to addressing issues about air quality, water quality, resources. Okay. And the other concepts of sustainability, the economic impacts of environmental issues, the political impacts, etc. So that's what This Green Earth is about. We'll talk more about some of the specific topics and guests we've had on the show.
Yeah.
And one of the guests we have with us is Chad Ambrose, and he is with Rocky Mountain Power. Chad is the customer community manager with Rocky Mountain Power. Is that correct, Chad?
That is correct.
Okay. And you're here repping in because this is the Rocky Mountain Power Hour.
Exactly.
All right, that's right. Exactly. Challenge
you're here
Hour.
Representing that. And hopefully we may have some other Rocky Mountain Power guests joining us shortly.
Hopefully so.
Okay. If not, we'll do our best to cover it. Hey, if you have a pledge, and you don't have to be with Rocky Mountain Power, you can just pledge, call in at 649-9004. We have some great pledges for different donations.
That's right, premiums. They start with a $25 donation and go from there on up. So for $25, if you pledge right now, you can get a gift certificate to Right at Home, a gift certificate to The Pickle Jar, a new little deli here in Park City. You can get two seats to Wendover on Utah Trailways.
Oh.
Big day out, big night out.
That's there and back.
That's right.
For $25.
You can get a tooth whitening pen from Miller Orthodontic. I didn't know that existed.
Wow. Okay.
Silver and Snow DVD. You can get some KPCW swag, a t-shirt, and you can choose your size. Or you can sponsor an expansion of the on-air music library, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's great.
I know that's something that KPCW is working on, trying to get some more music on the air.
And they should.
Yeah.
They should be working on that.
They.
So that's just for $25. And then if you want to donate $50, $75, $100, all and up to $500, we'll get to some of those, what you get for those donations.
That's right. But really, when it comes down to it, it's not so much about what you get, but what you're giving to KPCW and what they can do with your money.
Well put.
Yeah.
Now. Good job.
But with us in the studio, as we said, is Chad Ambrose from Rocky Mountain Power. So welcome.
Well, thanks so much, Nell.
Thanks for joining us today to help raise some funds for KPCW.
Well, I sure appreciate the opportunity to be here. It's a great, great opportunity.
So you are the customer community manager. What does that mean? What's your role?
Yeah, it's an interesting title. So I work with city officials. I work with planning and zoning commissions. I work with all sorts of individuals in leadership here in Park City and throughout all of Summit County. I also work with all the large customers here, for example, Vail and all the large energy users. So I have the opportunity to be the face of Rocky Mountain Power to all of these individuals. It's a great, great job. I love it. I've done it for quite a while.
And what are the things you're... Some of the things that you work on?
Yeah, some of the things I work on are transmission projects, for example, where we're building new infrastructure to serve the needs of our customers. I also work on any new programs that the company puts together to serve our customers. I'm the guy out talking about them. I'm the guy out informing the public and helping them to take advantage of the great programs that are out there. I also work through power outages. I work through different challenges that we face caused by weather, you name it. I'm involved in it.
You are?
I am.
So when I lose my power, am I calling you, Chad?
No, you probably would be calling me, Chris, but my large customers would be calling me.
I could
me.
Call you, but you could. I don't think it would help much.
You could.
Right. Should we just give your personal
you.
Cell phone yeah. on the
we'll
air
not
right
do
now?
That.
In lieu of a pledge, Chad, how about that? I won't call you.
Sounds like a good plan.
Okay. But, all right, so that's what you're doing with both private interest, public interest, et cetera. So what are some of the challenges that Rocky Mountain Power is facing right now in the Summit County area?
It's a great question.
I mean, there's a huge, we have a lot of growth going on.
We do.
People and economic.
We do. You know, I would say we're not facing what I would call challenges as much as opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
We have the opportunity to expand our systems to serve and to really keep up with the demand that this area has. It's a very unique location. In Salt Lake City, we peak out in the summertime, meaning customers use the most energy.
Right.
But up in Summit County, it's in the dead of winter. It's right during Christmas time, right at the first of the year is when this system peaks out. So what we are doing right now is we're in the process of building out a transmission system. We've just recently finished a project where we've upsized the conductor or the wire that's going from our Park City substation to our Silver Creek substation just south of 40.
Right.
And we're also permitting a transmission line upgrade that really comes from Railroad, Wyoming, or Evanston, Wyoming, all the way to Silver Creek, to add redundancy or capability to our system to really meet the growing needs here.
Right. Okay. Hey, if you're joining us, we're speaking with Chad Ambrose. He is with Rocky Mountain Power. Rocky Mountain Power is hosting this hour's pledge drive. You're listening to This Green Earth. And if you have a pledge, you want to call in at 649-9004. We'll be happy to take your call and your pledge. We have lots of phones available to take your calls. And?
So we have some follow-up to last hour, and we want to finish up with four thanks that we had come in during the NPR news there. Number one is Kevin Murray. We also want to thank Phil Barton for his pledge, Mark and Robin Sletten, and Linda Saylor. Thank you so much for your support of KPCW today.
Great. And thank you. And let's run through the $50 donations. We ran through the $25 ones.
Yeah.
For $50, you donate $50 to the station. This is what you get. You get a $25 gift certificate to the eating establishment and 2 Park City Film Series tickets. Okay, that's for $50. Or you can get $25 gift certificate to Squatters or Wasatch Brew Pub and 2 tickets to the Showcase of Homes. That's always an interesting tour.
Yeah.
Let's see. Or you can get a 30-day pass to the Park City Gun Club. For $50 gifts, for just $50.
For just $50.
30-day pass means you could go for 30 consecutive days. I don't know if you have to go if that's 30 days any time of the year, or it has to be 30 days within a certain time period.
Probably within a certain time period.
You think so now?
Probably 30 days.
Is that what your gun membership
passes? In my experience, that is what a gun club pass does.
Okay.
You can also, for $50, sponsor better mics, better microphones for live broadcasts here at KPCW. So when their reporter is out and about, they can take some nicer equipment with them.
Oh, okay. I was thinking about these mics.
Oh.
Perhaps, they like
you never
yours,
know.
It won't cut off as much. All right. So that's to help improve the mic. So that's for a $50 donation.
That's right.
That's great.
So if you listen to KBCW, if you listen to This Green Earth, you support sustainability, you like our show, give a call in today to support KPCW.
649-9004. We're here all day.
That's right.
But here with us only for the hour is Chad Ambrose with Rocky Mountain Power, customer community manager. And Chad, we were talking about some of the opportunities, you called them, within a growing Summit County. And one of them you're describing is not only increasing, I guess, the infrastructure, in this case, substations or so, and running additional lines or backup lines to these substations. Right. Are there plans for additional substations in the county?
In the current plan is no, we don't have plans for additional substations. The goal for us would be expand existing substations prior to building new ones. In fact, back in 2010, we put together a plan called the Summit Wasatch Electrical Plan, where we brought together several key stakeholders, folks from councils, planning and zoning commissions, staff in Summit County, and developed a plan. Mm-hmm. And that electric plan can actually be seen on the Rocky Mountain Power website.
Okay.
So Summit County customers of Rocky Mountain Power can access it, and they can see really what our plans are.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But right now, no plans for additional substations.
No, that's correct.
Maybe, like you say, just expanding existing substations.
Correct.
To accommodate all the proposed anticipated growth here.
You've got it, Chris.
Okay. All right. You know what? We're going to get into the environmental impacts associated with it. Okay. All right. Because that's what we do here in the show. But let's talk about this Green Earth for a little bit. Let's toot our own horn. Like I was doing a little search this morning just to see if there are other radio stations around the country that have weekly shows like ours, hour long, discuss just environmental issues. And there may be two or three. There's lots of online environmental, quote unquote, environmental radio shows that are just online. This is terrestrial radio, as we are called, land-based radio, traditional radio. And there's only a couple other stations in this country that have a show like this. And so that's why we think we provide an important service. This station gave us the opportunity. Nell and I are both environmental professionals, environmental scientists, environmental engineer. This is what we do as a career, work in the environmental field. So this is our opportunity to educate the community on environmental issues. Like we say, whether it's policy-based, whether it's science-based, whether there's economic influences on the environment and how the environment affects the economy, any topic. Look, we've talked about the moral obligations associated with the Pope.
We have recent
report.
Religious associations.
The religious. So you name a topic, there is an environmental thread to it. And so we have no shortage of topics and guests we had.
One of the other special things that, you know, having this show allows us to do is cover really super local environmental issues. So whether it's the current status of our streams or our drinking water or our local energy supply, that's something that we really like to be able to provide.
Hey, and for example, just last week we had Brian Kahn on.
That's right.
He's with Morgan Stanley, and they're hosting an event, Investing with Social Impact. So if you're interested in investing in greener or more sustainable funds, Morgan Stanley or Brian Kahn are hosting an event this coming week addressing that. We've had Bryn Carey on. He heads up Ski Butlers. Now you interviewed him about the work he's doing with respect to climate action.
That's right. And he had a really neat story. He talked about what they do for their business as far as sustainability, but also what he and his wife had committed to doing personally, you know, and in their personal lives, and the pledges that they had made while they were sitting in the hospital waiting to have their first child. So, you know, we get these really neat intersections of kind of like the personal, local aspect.
Okay. So that's we have more. We'll get to, but
we want to make a quick thank you to Anani. She or he says, great job, KPCW. I heart this Green Earth. So thank you so much for your donation today. Thanks for your support of this Green Earth and KPCW.
Yes, we really appreciate that. Thanks. And so again, if you want to pledge and help support this station and our show, it's 649-9004. That's 649-9004. to make it confusing.
9004.
And for a $75 donation, let's run through those now. What do you get? You start.
For a $75 donation, you can get a $25 gift certificate to Buena Vida and 2 day passes to Silver Mountain Spa.
Hmm.
You can get a $25 gift certificate to the Rhode Island Diner and a pair of Park City Museum admissions.
Okay.
This is a good one. This next one is very good. You can get a ringtone from Rick Bruff. Rick Bruff will maybe record your ringtone, maybe your voicemail if you're lucky, so you can have his voice.
For $75.
Okay. And we should also say no gift is always an option. So if you say, hey, I just want to give, I'm not worried about getting, you know, a gift certificate or whatever else.
Wow.
You can just let the station know. And then they...
You're like, I don't need to get... I just want to give.
I just want to give back.
I just feel good enough.
That's right.
$25, $50, $75 or more.
We want to say a big thank you to Francie Eisenberg for your contribution this morning. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thanks for donating. Thanks for listening to the station.
Thanks for your support of the show.
Okay. Let's turn back to... We're here with... Chad Ambrose, he's with Rocky Mountain Power. Rocky Mountain Power is helping to host this hour of the pledge drawing.
And is also a sponsor, of course.
Yes.
Of this Green Earth and KPCW.
Thanks, Chad, for sponsoring, help sponsor this Green Earth each week. And even though we're an environmental show, Rocky Mountain Power does what it can, and this is the environmental part of the conversation, to incorporate renewables, solar and wind, into their energy matrix.
Absolutely. Okay,
so let's talk a little bit about that. What would you say is the percentage of electricity that is generated by coal, natural gas, wind, and solar in Rocky Mountain Power's portfolio?
Well, I would say that right now we're about 58% coal from a capacity standpoint.
Okay.
The rest would be spread among natural gas, wind, hydro, and we have a great abundance of solar coming onto the PacifiCorp or Rocky Mountain Power system. These are third-party solar generators that are siting here in Utah, and these companies, they're making application to sell the power directly to the utility under what we call a power purchase agreement.
Mm-hmm.
That comes onto our system, and it serves our customers. So we're excited about that. That's a major piece of good news that I believe will be great for our customers.
Okay.
So what's motivating that expansion of solar that you guys are seeing?
What's driving it? A couple really good things. Number one, solar PV costs have come down significantly in the last, not just 5 years, but 10 years. I mean, just exponentially they've come down, as you both know. And then secondly, these developers are trying to take advantage of the federal investment tax credit prior to its being trimmed down from 30% down to 10% at the end of 2016.
Mm.
So they want to get these installations in, get them in producing and selling energy, solar energy.
So this energy that's being created by solar isn't going to California.
No, it's coming here onto
the
Utah
system. That's what some people will say, like, so putting up solar, any solar farms that are being established in Utah, that electricity is being purchased by California.
Now, there are instances where you will have a solar developer or even a wind producer where they'll develop the resource. They'll have an offtake in California, meaning a customer that's buying it. But if they're selling it directly to the utility, it's coming onto the utility system.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are, these are private enterprises that are actually building these solar farms down in the southern part of the state?
Correct.
Okay. So is the, and 58%, now I thought
58%
the running.
58% coal.
Coal, yeah, 50%, that's good. 50% coal. I thought the running number was always like 80%. Yeah. So it's less.
It's less.
Okay.
One thing I'd point out, Chris and Nell, is Rocky Mountain Power is a major player in wind.
Mm-hmm.
Our contracts for wind and our ownership total 1,800 megawatts of wind. The majority of our wind that we own is located in Wyoming. We've got some in Washington, some in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got these wind contracts where you've got a third party that's selling the wind to the utility at a power purchase agreement.
So what percent is that wind?
What percent is that wind?
Yeah,
of our portfolio.
Oh, it's probably, you're catching me here. It's probably around 7%.
Okay.
Is where we're at.
So would it be safe to say that the trends are suggesting that we're going to see more wind, more solar, less coal, maybe more natural gas too, as some older coal-fired units are being transitioned over to natural gas?
Yeah, Chris, you're going to see over time in our integrated, we call it an integrated resource plan that the public has access to, you're going to see Rocky Mountain Power over time evaluating the coal fleet that serves our customers. For example, we just retired a coal facility in Carbon, Price,
right,
Utah.
Down Castlegate.
You'll see coal trimmed down over time, and you will see renewables expand. You will see natural gas expand as well.
Okay. Is some of that a function? Well, I'm sure there's multiple variables that go into that decision to retire coal-fired power plants. Can you say that some of that is a function of proposed regulations? The president's clean power plan, for example?
Yes, I would say that it's a function of two things, policy and economics. As we evaluate technologies for clean coal and also scrubbing our coal fleet, costs are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible how expensive it is. And as policies change, you will see that change in the industry.
Okay.
It's happening.
Industry-wide.
Industry-wide, it is.
Well, we talked about that. This is one of the things you learn when you listen to this Green Earth. For the first time in decades, more electricity is being generated by natural gas than coal.
Yes.
Where about 4 or 5 years ago, I think coal nationwide was about 50 to 53% of the electricity portfolio. It's now down to 31%.
Yeah.
That's a dramatic drop in just 4 to 5 years. And natural gas is somewhere around 32. It's a small difference. But coal's role in providing electricity is going down year over year. Okay. We do have a pledge drive going on, and we have some thank yous.
So we need to take a quick break to do some thank yous, and we'll circle right back to our discussion with Rocky Mountain Power. But we want to thank Cheryl Fox, who says, I love this Green Earth. We appreciate the Rocky Mountain Power Foundation's support of land conservation.
Yes.
So Cheryl, thank you so much for your pledge this morning and your
Cheryl
support of
with
KPCW.
Summit Land Conservancy.
That's right. Cheryl's the executive director of the Summit Land Conservancy, a land trust here, who works on local land conservation.
Perfect.
And thanks, Rocky Mountain Power, for your support of that as well. So we also want to thank Mary Jo Eichner. Thank you so much for your support of KPCW today. And Ron Popiel, he says, way to go, KPCW.
What?
So thank you so much for your support.
Ron Popiel, thanks.
The All
Ron
right.
Popiel? Okay, yeah, I'll tell you what. thanks, Ron. And let's take a break. We're at the bottom of the hour. We have some underwriters to get in.
That's right.
We always like to thank them, too. And here we do this.
We need to give the number one more time.
649-9004.
That's
649-9004.
Don't say it like that. 435-649-9004.
Is this Green
Earth?
You
can call in, give a donation as little as $25 to get some great premiums.
All right. And we'll get you tell you what those premiums are when we come back. Is this Green Earth? Stay tuned.
This is Nan Worrell from the People's Health Clinic on behalf of Vail Resort's Epic Promise, supporting KPCW. When local teachers said that kids were having a hard time learning because they couldn't see the chalkboard, Epic Promise helped us launch a new program that provides eye exams and glasses to children who can't afford them. Thank you, Vail Resort's Epic Promise, for the new vision program and helping local kids have a bright future.
This is Steve Roney with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties. We continue to be proud supporters of KPCW, our local source for Park City News. Our agents are Summit and Wasatch County's source for real estate, and we can be reached at bhhsutah.com.
Please join Recycle Utah for our first annual Aqua Affair, Sunday, September 13th at 5 p.m., Silver Lake Lodge at Deer Valley Resort. We'll serve up cocktails, sustainably sourced dinner, lawn games, and a live auction. Visit recycleutah.org to get your tickets or become a sponsor.
Recycle Utah is your local nonprofit recycling drop-off center, bringing water conservation ideas to you for now 25 years. And we support KPCW.
Welcome back to This Green Earth and KPCW's Pledge Drive.
That's
Summer
right.
Pledge Drive. I'm Chris Cherniak. That's Nell Larson. We're the co-host of This Green Earth. It's a weekly talk show on environmental issues, concepts of sustainability. It's one of the few shows that covers environmental issues on a weekly basis. And we do it live.
Just to keep things exciting.
Yeah, that's always exciting. And,
yeah.
And as we are doing it right now. And we have Chad Ambrose in with us from Rocky Mountain Power. Chad is the customer community manager with Rocky Mountain Power. And we were just talking about the portfolio, the energy portfolio at Rocky Mountain Power. You said a couple things over the break. You said that Rocky Mountain Power is owned by...
Yeah, we're wholly owned by Berkshire Hathaway. We roll up to a company called Berkshire Hathaway Energy,
right,
which is a major utility holding company here in the United States. With that comes great benefits, right, for our customers. It gives us the opportunity to be able to access debt markets at very low rates to keep our rates low for our customers. And it provides capital opportunities for improving the system, to improve reliability for our customers,
mm-hmm.
ensure the capacity is there to meet their growing needs. And not only that, it brings the renewables piece. One of our sister companies is Berkshire Hathaway Renewables,
mm-hmm.
who just completed the two largest solar projects built in the world in California. So very large solar projects.
Okay. All right, so playing a big role. You say that Berkshire Hathaway was one of the few representatives in the White House meeting with respect to the Clean Power Plan?
That's exactly right. Berkshire Hathaway Energy was invited as one of really the only utilities to make a green pledge to the United States on exactly what we would do. Here at Rocky Mountain Power, being part of that company, we have those pledges that are very key for our customers from a renewable standpoint.
So what is that pledge? What does that entail?
Yeah, so 1,000 megawatts of solar will come onto the system through our Pacific Corp system, which is among six states that we serve. And that 1,000 megawatts gets to Chris and Nell, what we talked about earlier, those third-party producers that are building and selling it directly to the utility.
Right.
It's coming onto the system. And greening the electrons.
Does that third party include homeowners who install their own systems?
It could include.
How does Rocky
that.
Mountain Power benefit them?
Yeah, so third parties, it could be, you know, residential customers, commercial customers, but large scale third party generators and even our own resources. One of the things that we're doing as a utility that I think the folks here in Park City would be very interested in, and Summit County, is we're rolling out a program called Subscriber Solar.
Mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity to interview some great people like Ann Ober and Matt Abbott over at the city here in Park City to help design a program that will meet the solar needs of folks here in Park City. We have issued a request for proposal from these third-party generators to provide us cost estimates for Rocky Mountain Power to own a resource up to 20 megawatts that our customers right here in Park City and Summit County can subscribe directly to and buy solar directly from it. We're excited about it. We'll have it online by the end of 2016. And customers will begin subscribing Q2 of next year.
So these are not, are these rooftop solar or
no.
Is this centralized solar?
It's large-scale utility solar. Yeah, so we would have likely what we call single-axis tracking panel systems
mm-hmm.
that are premium efficient, and they will get the most sun energy that we can to be able to sell to our customers. It's a great program because those that subscribe pay for it. It isn't subsidized by other customers,
right?
Which is great.
That's fantastic. Okay, so that's expected to come online again?
The end of 2016.
The end of 2016.
Yep.
All right, so we have another year or so.
And customers can go online right now to RockyMountainPower.net and learn more about the program and express interest.
Okay.
And we can respond to that.
All right, well, let's learn more about some of our people who have pledged.
That's
we have
right.
a couple thank yous. First to Peter and Heidi Gatch for their pledge. Thank you very much. They do great
yes,
work in this community.
Great supporters of a lot of nonprofit
of
work
station.
In this community.
And Victoria Worth.
That name
Somebody
sounds familiar.
Really says, she says, even in the Adirondacks, this green earth is relevant. Look at our reach, our scope and reach to the Adirondacks, which I believe is in New York.
That's right, upstate New York, to be specific.
The largest, is it the largest park?
The it is,
park
it is,
the
yeah.
The largest park
yeah.
in the
Six
country.
6 million acres.
Six mm-hmm. million acres.
Yeah.
And that's where you came from now.
That is
do you
where
remember?
I came from.
You remember that?
Yes, I do.
And is that why you pursued a career in the environmental field?
Maybe.
Growing up?
Maybe. I think it also had to do with my parents.
Wow.
And, you know, kind of the way they raised me, doing things outdoors.
Okay.
You know, living sustainably where we could, I guess.
I was just the opposite. Being raised in New Jersey, surrounded by all the consequences of not taking care of the environment.
Oh, well,
bad
I mean,
air,
I...
Bad water, bad, you know, Superfund sites, you know, a nine iron away.
I did only live a couple of miles from the Hudson River. So,
ooh.
You know, I probably have my fair share of PCBs in my system. But we would like to thank those callers for calling in, one of whom happens to be my mom.
Oh.
Thanks,
well,
Mom.
Victoria. Thank you, Victoria. Hey, let's remind some folks, we're moving up on the donation board here, what you get for $100. Okay,
that's
you ready?
Right.
What do we get now?
$45 to Flying Sumo right here on Main Street in Park City, great sushi, and a pair of Natural History Museum admissions. You can also get a $25 gift certificate to Butcher's and a $50 gift certificate to Egyptian.
Wow. Or... For a $100 donation, you can help the station put up more web content.
That's
we
right. Help support the station's website.
Yes. And that's for $100. Or, of course, you can just give and say, you know, I'll pass on the on the gifts. Give them to somebody else.
So there are some great premiums that start with just $25.
Right.
And you can... Pledge by calling the station at 435-649-9004.
All right. We got a few more minutes with Chad Ambrose from Rocky Mountain Power, and we were talking about the subscriber solar program that's coming up next year. I wanted to spend a few minutes on the Summit Community Power Works and what Rocky Mountain Power is doing to assist that nonprofit organization. The Summit Community Power Works, or SCPW, is a nonprofit which is pursuing the Georgetown University Energy Prize, which is basically a competition among small towns and communities around the country to see who can reduce their electricity consumption and natural gas consumption the most on a residential basis over a two-year period. So that's the competition we're in among other small communities around the country. The community that does the best job at that by being implementing programs or other activities to reduce residential electricity and natural gas use will receive $5 million to use for future energy efficiency programs. So there's a lot to pursue, and Rocky Mountain Power is assisting the SCPW in helping to basically track our electricity use here in Summit County. It's Summit County that is vying for this competition. So we want to thank you guys for helping us
Absolutely.
On that. And you guys do a lot in the area of energy efficiency,
we
too.
Do.
You know, you want to actually, it's kind of almost counterintuitive because Rocky Mountain Power doesn't mind that we use less electricity, you know, or use it in a more efficient manner. Is that not untrue?
It sounds crazy.
I know.
I mean, when you think about a company that is in the business of selling something, and yet we provide incentives to our customers to use less. But the fact of the matter is, we're building, through energy efficiency, we build a virtual power plant, and it's lower cost to do this. So you're, Chris, you're exactly right. We have a program called Watt Smart, and I'm sure most of our customers have heard of it. And if not, they've definitely gone to Home Depot or Costco and taken advantage of the LED incentives that have definitely been overrun, which is which is great.
That's a good thing, yeah.
But it is an energy efficiency program that applies to residential, small commercial, large industrial customers, irrigation. All of our customers have the opportunity to receive cash incentives for doing the right thing. I always say the best thing you can do is reduce energy before you worry about what you're putting on your roof.
Right.
Get as much energy taken off as possible, because that simply is, you know, negating the need to generate.
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we have one more thank you. We want to thank Julie for your support of KPCW, and Julie's message is, I love KPCW. So thanks for your support of the station and
thanks,
of this
Julie.
Green Earth.
Yeah.
If you, listeners, want to support This Green Earth or support KPCW, you can call in at 649-9004 to support what we do here. That's coverage of local environmental issues all the way up to much broader scale global environmental issues.
Global, exactly. And we do our best each week to try to cover issues, like, say, from we'll get to some of our other guests and topics in a little bit.
Yeah.
Local and regional, etc. But we, like I say, we have a few more minutes with Chad, and the one thing I wanted to mention too is about energy efficiency is that each month I get a home energy report.
And how are you doing, Chris, on it?
this is almost embarrassing.
I was just gonna make that comment.
I am actually more efficient than my neighbors, and my neighbors' units are pretty much empty. Okay, so that I virtually live in the dark.
Chris lives in the dark.
Are you off grid, Chris?
What's
that? You're close to being off grid.
I probably am concerning Rocky Mountain Power, because last in July, I went down to 6 kilowatt hours per day.
Wow.
I am down to 6 kilowatt hours
Incredible.
Per day. That's pretty. Is that pretty good?
No TV for you. No computers.
No,
we know
I
that
do.
Chris watches TV.
I do.
He can't get enough C-SPAN 2.
But apparently that's a low voltage station,
apparently.
I guess.
That
very
low
current.
Power draw.
Yeah, low power draw for yeah. C-SPAN. No, I've learned to use less, recognize where I waste it. And that's, I'd be interested if Rocky Mountain Power has any sense of what the typical home wastes in electricity. Have you guys ever kind of run those numbers?
The amount,
is it 10, 20% on
the
a
amount
daily
of
basis?
Energy, we wouldn't look at it as waste so much as it's the amount that's being consumed on the other side of the meter. But there are definitely elements of the house that use the most, right? I mean, you've got your dishwashers, your dryers mm-hmm. are major mm-hmm. ones. The HVAC system in your house is the one that's can make or break you when it comes to energy efficiency.
Right.
All of the new HVAC systems coming on are far more efficient than the stuff that's 10, 15 years old.
Right. And actually, you offer a program that will help you replace your refrigerator,
exactly.
for example.
We have it for refrigerators, all appliances.
Okay.
How does that work?
Well, essentially, we have this program called See You Later Refrigerator. At least I think we still have it. We've had it for a long time.
Great name.
Yeah, where you can basically make a call. A contract will come pick it up. We give you a check for getting rid of an old refrigerator. But with some of the other appliances, these are, you can get incentives right across the counter when you buy them from different retailers. Or once the purchase has been made, you just send in your application with your receipt, and you can get a cash back incentive from the utility.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So that's what I learned. I learned here, like you said, Chad, that wintertime here is when electricity consumption goes way up, of course, with heating and lighting, of course. But I learned how much my hot tub draws.
Oh,
it's
yes.
a tremendous amount
Absolutely.
Of energy, particularly older. I have an older model. It's 15 years, almost 20 years old. So they're incredibly inefficient. So once I shut that down and actually drained my hot tub because
right.
I don't use it, I saved, that was almost 30% of my monthly bill. Again, I don't use a lot of electricity elsewhere, so that's why it's such a big chunk.
And now you just sit in your hot tub without water.
I sit
in the dark.
In the dark.
Creep everyone out. Yeah. But the other thing I use and watched what I use was my heat tape, rooftop heat tape, because here in this town, we waste a lot of electricity by using it inefficiently. Not just using it, but using it and not understanding how to use heat tape. That's a tremendous electricity consumer. So those are the opportunities, and those are the things we're trying to do at the SCPW to educate the public on where the opportunities there are for people to use less electricity, save money, help us win the Georgetown University Energy Prize, and Rocky Mountain Power benefits from it too.
Absolutely.
It's a win, win.
You guys are definitely in the running.
Yeah, I think we are. I think we're doing pretty good.
All right, so let's take a quick break. Remind our listeners that we are here on KPCW's. We are in a pledge drive right now on KPCW. If you support KPCW and This Green Earth, give us a call today. And for your call, you can actually receive a gift back. These premiums come as donations from our local businesses. So call 649-9004.
All right.
Should we talk about the $150 donation level, Chris?
Yeah, let's talk about that, and then we'll take a break, and we'll come back and move on. So for $150, these are the options you can request. For $150, you can get a one summer and one winter ticket to Deer Valley. Okay? So that's a summer and winter ticket. You can get one summer ticket or one winter ticket, day ticket, I guess, to Park City. You could get for a $50 gift certificate to Wasso Restaurant and a $50 gift certificate to the Egyptian. Again, that's for your $150 donation, or $50 gift certificate to Gadati's, and a $50 to the Egyptian.
Lots of good, like, night out options here.
And then finally,
dinner and a play.
Dinner and a play, $50 to River Horse, and two bronze tickets to the Eccles Center. That's for your $150 pledge. Or you can sponsor an equipment replacement and co-host upgrade for This Green Earth, since I read that so poorly.
That's right. If you want to replace Chris Cherniak on This Green Earth, call in now and support KPCW.
It's only cost $150.
But in all reality, that $150 donation does help that sponsor, help equipment replacement, and this kind of specialized radio equipment is really expensive. So when things break, that's
seems
a real
like
hit
it.
To KPCW. So if you want to help out with that, you can call in at 649-9004.
And there's no telling which button I will press incorrectly that will somehow fill the room with smoke.
That's right.
And so to prevent that from happening, we can get better equipment here. So $150 gift certificate. Any pledge is appreciated at 649-9004. Let's take a break for a couple of underwriters and sponsors. And when we come back, we'll continue with the conversation and the pledge drive on KPCW's This Green Earth. Stay tuned.
Rocky Mountain Power is proud to support KPCW and This Green Earth. Rocky Mountain Power offers cash incentives for energy-efficient appliances, cooling equipment, insulation, and other improvements for your home. More ways to save energy and money at wattsmart.com.
Hi, this is Reese DeMille with Republic Services, your local source for recycling and garbage service and a proud sponsor of KPCW's This Green Earth. As you recycle, please remember, glass cannot go in your residential curbside recycling bin. Help keep Summit County Recycling clean. SummitCountyRecycles.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Miller with Miller Orthodontics, a new sponsor on KPCW. Miller Orthodontics offer orthodontic care for patients of all ages. We provide a custom evaluation and offer flexible payment plans. Located in Kimball Junction across from Basin Rec, our website is m2ortho.com, 731-4111.
Thank you.
Welcome back to This Green Earth, weekly talk show on environmental issues, concepts of sustainability. It's Nell Larson. I'm Chris Cherniak, and it's our summer pledge drive here at KPCW. If you'd like to call in and make a pledge of any manner, as low as $25.
You know, you can give, I think, as low as 10, but for 25, you start to get gifts. You get gifts for your gift.
I tell you what, if you pledge, $1 million, we'll rename the station in your name.
Yeah.
Just like that woman that wants to rename that college.
Paul Smith's College.
Which
happens to be in the Adirondacks, just to circle back. Yeah.
Is that near you?
Sort of.
Paul Smith's College. And she wants, did you hear what she wants to do?
Name it after her. Right?
Name it after, but she wants to call it Joan Wheel-Paul Smith's College.
So this show can be named after you.
Your name, This
Chris
Green
Earth. Chris Cherniak's This Green Earth.
Yes, well, so Chris, we'll give it an apostrophe S so it has ownership.
That's
so,
right.
For a $500 donation, you can name the show, rename the show, and how about the intro music?
There you go. I like
it. That for a while.
Speaking of a $500 donation, you can get 2 winter tickets to Deer Valley and 2 to Park City, which is a $464 value.
What?
At the $250 donation level, you can get 2 winter tickets to Deer Valley. You can get 2 winter tickets to Park City. You can sponsor a volunteer recognition event. And you can also, of course, as always, choose no gift.
Choose no gift. So,
that's right.
So when we say winter tickets, those are day passes.
Yeah.
2 day passes to Deer Valley for $250.
Right. So, you know, if you know you're going to have some guests coming into town or, you know, some friends visiting, get their tickets now and support KPCW while you're at it.
Or for $500, you get 4 of those day tickets, 2 to Deer Valley and 2 to Park City.
So
that's great.
I just got a text relating to our last statement here, Chris.
Yes.
Erin Bragg says, never change the intro music. She loves Portlandia.
Oh, well.
So maybe we'll have to bump that up to $1,000.
That would be our intro music. Maybe Portlandia is washed out.
We'll take the place of Leo Kottke.
Yes.
We're taking your input.
I know. Taking your input, yeah. That's what I vote for. I should donate some money for that. All right. Thanks, Erin. Thanks for that. But I wanted to, you know, maybe it could be Erin's This Green Earth.
Erin Bragg's This Green Earth. I like it.
I just find that crazy that she wants to give $20 million to Paul Smith's College, but you have to change the name. You have to name the college after me.
Those are high stakes.
That just sounds so self-absorbed.
High stakes.
Can we call it, what if we call it the, how about this? You call it the, now I forgot her first name, Joan Wheel. The Joan Wheel campus at Paul Smith's College.
Much more reasonable.
It's like the Bear Bryant Field at Alabama Stadium or something, how colleges name the field and the stadium.
Right.
Okay.
Well, all right.
What that
but
has to do with the environment. But
that's in the millions of dollars. But for $25.
$25, you'll get...
You can make a difference at KPCW. Every donation helps.
649-9004, what do we get?
$25 gift certificate to Right at Home, a $10 gift certificate to The Pickle Jar, a new deli here in town.
Mm-hmm.
You can get 2 seats on a bus to Wendover, the party bus, guys, for $25.
2 people of your choice.
That's right.
Send them to Wendover.
Send them to Wendover for the day or the night.
Now, of course, they'll come back.
Okay. Maybe.
But yes.
Maybe not.
All right. This is the good one. For $25, a tooth whitening pen from Miller Orthodontics. Like you say, now I've never heard of that. It's not just a Sharpie or something like that. That's a white magic
marker.
It's like
a highlighter.
It's a whitening pen that must have some type of bleaching agent in it.
That's right. Miller Orthodontics can give you the details on that. You can also get a Silver and Snow DVD. It's a DVD about the history of Park City.
Oh.
You know, kind of like from silver to snow.
I get it.
Yeah.
And now rain. Soon rain.
It doesn't have the same ring to it. you can also get a KPCW t-shirt, some KPCW swag. And you can help expand the on-air music library. So expand the music that KPCW can play on air. And that's a priority of the station now.
For $25.
That's right, $25.
Yes.
Get some new music on the air.
More washed out. More Ernest Green and washed out the music like the theme song to Portlandia. Great artists. We need more of that. For $25, you can sponsor that.
At 649-9004. So if you support what KPCW does, local reporting, in our case, local reporting on environmental issues and, as Chris always says, concepts of sustainability.
Concepts. That's about as close as we get.
Yeah.
As long as we continue to buy garbage from China, it's just concepts of sustainability. but speaking of local guests and local impacts, we've had Daisy Fair. Daisy Fair is coming on next week. She is with Copper Moose Farms.
That's
and she's
right.
Coming on
as well as Summit Community Gardens.
Yes. So she does great work over at Copper Moose Farm. She'll be joining us next week. Recycle Utah will be coming on next week to talk about the Aqua Affair that
That's
they'll
right.
be hosting. Brian McInerney comes on at least four times a year.
We have him on quarterly to kind of talk about the last season, give the outlook for the next season.
He's with the National Weather Service, senior hydrologist there. And this visit coming up will be interesting because we'll be talking about the El Nino, the large El Nino that's formed and what impacts that will have on mm-hmm. our coming winter. Some people say it'll be a lot of snow.
There's a lot of big talk.
Like the year, like 1997, but what will that precipitation come in the form of? Since things have warmed since 1997, where will our snow rain line be? That's the kind
right.
of things we'll be talking about with Brian. And one other thing, I always love it when Doug Fryer, he's a local apiarist.
That's right.
Beekeeper. He comes on once a year and talks about bees, which is like our own. We love bees.
Yeah.
Love your honeybees. All right. And love the station KPCW. And don't forget to pledge to hear more of This Green Earth and other public affairs hours every day of the week. Call in at 649-9004. We got a couple more underwriters to get in, and it's time to wrap things up. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is Jeff from Park City Nursery and the Park City Tree Ranch, tuning in to KPCW since 1983. It's always a good time to listen to the radio. Park City Nursery crews offer high-altitude plants, products, design, and irrigation. We know what grows at parkcitynursery.com.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Hideout Canyon, Master Plan Community on the Lake, info at hideoutcanyon.com, Long Reimer Weiniger Beppler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
This Green Earth. It's time to start wrapping things up. First, we want to thank Chad Ambrose from Rocky Mountain Power coming on to
That's
chat
right.
about. And of course, Rocky Mountain Power is an underwriter of the show. We always want to thank them for doing that.
Absolutely. They've been a longtime supporter of KPCW and of This Green Earth.
And some of our other sponsors and underwriters we want to thank include Recycle Utah,
Republic Services,
Vail Resorts, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties,
and San Francisco Design.
And again, thanks to all of you who have called in and pledged. We really appreciate it.
That's right. KPCW operates thanks to the donations of our listeners like you.
We couldn't do it without you. And remember, thanks again for listening to This Green Earth. We'll be back next week with Recycle Utah and Daisy Fair from Copper Moose Farms. Remember, this is KPCW 91.9 FM Park City.
Only in Park City, only on KPCW.
Thanks again. NPR News is next.